We are gearing up for lots of things around here this week, including the Bodark Bash this weekend in downtown Commerce, which has something for everyone. There's arts and crafts, there's food, there's lots of live music, including Saturday night's headliners, the Blue 22s. And my guests this afternoon are members of that band, Blue 22s, who will headline the music Saturday night at 9 in downtown Commerce. It is a pleasure to welcome into the KETR studios Blue 22's vocalist Shane Parker, also the lead guitarist for the band Brack Key, and vocalist and keyboardist Pua. Thank you so much, guys, for joining me here on the show.
Hey, no problem, man. I appreciate it.
How are you doing?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I am wonderful. I always enjoy these live talks here on the radio. No pressure on anybody, you know. I mean, if we mess up, it's just going out live on the radio on 100,000 watts to all these people. Not to mention KETR.org, where we've got a lot of people tuned in this afternoon. Nice. I know that you've got some of your fans checking in from all over the world this afternoon. Is that true?
That is true.
That's what we'd like to hear, man. KETR.org is where folks can stream this station wherever they may be. Well, guys, we're going to take a listen to some of your music here in just a little bit. Going to ask you to perform a tune here in the studios. But before we get to that point, I wanted to kind of learn a little bit more about you gentlemen. Let's go ahead and start off with Shane.
Well, I've been a big time music lover my whole life.
Okay.
And, I was singing as a child even. It's funny because to hear our music now, you would never guess that my background was country music.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I played country music for a long time. Had a country band for about 10 years. And but you know, I've always loved all music.
Okay.
And anyways, I got with Loli over here.
Pua.
I was gonna say, sorry. We're gonna totally confuse everybody.
We'll confuse everybody. Pua. Yeah, we work at the same place. And
yeah, and I want to get to that actually. That's actually a really cool story. I don't want you to ruin just
all
yet.
Right, but, all right.
No, yeah, I really like the story because it ties into the band's name and everything.
Sure.
Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from White Right, Texas.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's right up the road. So very interesting. Appreciate your insights on your origins and how you got into music. We just mentioned Pua. How about you, man? Where are you from and how did you get into music?
Well, hey, man. Hello, Texas. Well, my name is Pua. It's not your typical Texas name. So my background comes from Samoa.
Okay.
I'm Samoan, but I was born and raised in New Zealand, hence the Texas accent.
Yeah, I was going to say. You got a weird weird way of talking there, man.
But, you know, I grew up with music, too, definitely starting in church, singing in the choir. And my parents forced me into... You know, they wanted one of their kids to play organ for the church, and hey, I was the one. So, and it just started from that, and music just, you know, my passion grew for music ever since then. And then moving here to Texas from New Zealand, well, I started off in New Zealand to L.A., played in a reggae band all my life, and then got married and got my kids and wanted to start fresh, and we chose Dallas to raise our family. And next year, you know, I hooked up with Brother Shane here in Mr. Brack, and we shared that passion for music. And so we said, hey man, I know we come from different music backgrounds, but let's try something new and just fuse it together. Let's see what we can do. And next thing you know, we did, and magic happened.
That's what creates some of the coolest music, is, in my opinion, is when all these different backgrounds converge together to create a whole new sound. That's really cool.
Absolutely.
And appreciate you explaining where you come from and how you got into music. And certainly, and last but not least, let's turn to guitarist Brack Key from Blue 22s. Where are you from and how did you get into music?
Well, you know, I'm from right down the road as well, Lone Oak, Texas.
That's gotcha.
I went to high school, everything like that. I still live there right now.
Great.
I got started in music real early. My whole family plays. My mother plays guitar. All my uncles. My little brother is a fantastic drummer. My older brother is a fantastic bass player as well.
Cool.
So I come from a long line of musicians.
We're short a couple of the band members here today. Obviously, I'm not going to make y'all explain about their origins and how they got into music, but who are we missing here today?
We're missing Peter Grothy. He's the bass player.
Okay.
And Curtis Lawrence. He's a drummer.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, you guys are missing out. Sorry you couldn't make it in today. Hey, I always want to at least give the band members that couldn't make it in credit. You'll be able to see them, all the members of the band, live on Saturday night in downtown Commerce. It's a free show open to the public, and you guys are going on stage at 9 o'clock, correct?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Awesome. Well, we alluded to this a minute ago, but all these diverse influences kind of converged to form the Blue 22's identity. We talked a little bit about these different interests that went into the creation of the band, but the name Blue 22's kind of eluded me for a long time until I got your bio information. And I think this is almost kind of an inside joke that only you guys would get or other people in the industry
right, exactly.
where you guys work. So where do you all, I assume it's all three of you that have the same gig?
Yes.
Where is that gig, and explain the name Blue 22's?
Well, we all work for Southwest Airlines on the ramp out there. To create a band name, it is just so impossible.
Yeah.
Especially one that you like.
Right.
You know, I had all these ideas, and I'd bring them to Pua, and he was like, ah, you know. So creating a band name is ridiculous hard. And so we're all sitting around one day, and we just, I don't even remember what really got it going.
Well, you know what, man? I think we just, like, looked at each other. We looked at our uniforms. We're like, hey, man, I mean, all of us, we all wear the blue.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, man, well, let's just incorporate our what we do into our band. So, of course, the blue comes from our uniform,
okay.
the color of our uniform. And then the 22, that's actually type of bag that we deal with every day.
It's
okay.
a code, yeah,
it's
you hear
code,
on the radio.
Man. It's a label for a bag.
Gotcha. Yeah. So this is some jargon, basically, from
work.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is.
No, that's cool.
And it's great because that's where we all met. And that's how we came together to form this
right.
awesome band.
Absolutely.
You guys just are interesting on multiple levels because there are a lot of people who I think are already interested in the guys who run the ramps. And when you say the ramps, we're talking about the ramps that carry luggage onto planes,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
We've seen a lot more of this on television in recent years, you know, just with
sure.
With the craze of reality TV, they run out of real things to cover. So,
so they get around to us eventually.
Yeah, exactly. that's a really interesting gig in and of itself. But how cool is that you guys are out there just doing this day job, you know, hauling around this luggage, putting them on the old conveyor belt that I think takes them up into the planes. And you started talking about, you know, I'm into this kind of music. I'm into that kind of music. What if we melded this all together and made something new? And how cool is that? I'm so glad that this job brought you guys together because you might not have converged to create the band otherwise.
Right. Absolutely.
We're joined in studio this afternoon with members of Blue 22's on Notably Texan. You're listening to 88.9 KETR and KETR.org. Now, the band formed back in 2011, so you got a couple of years under your belt. You've been kind of taking your sounds around DFW and beyond. I wanted to ask you guys, how is the life of a gigging band basically treating you guys? Is this what you expected it to be? Are you enjoying getting out there and sharing your music with fans?
Well, Matt, we're truly blessed, man. The whole journey, especially from getting together to now, we've had, you know, a gigging band, we have ups and downs, but
sure.
that's the journey we take, and we got to learn from the bad and, you know, apply it to the good. And I think and during that journey, we've grown a stronger chemistry with each other. You know, we've had our tiffs with each other.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, we got that out
yeah.
of the way.
Well, I'll tell you something that's really interesting is we all come from different musical backgrounds.
Yeah.
Pua's really into reggae. Shane comes from a country background. I grew up playing blues.
Okay.
And so we all have our something that's real deep in our soul, you know, the music that we grew up and was, you know, kind of teethed on. But the more we talk and the more we hang out and the more we kind of explore our musical horizons, we figure out we're kind of cut from the same cloth anyway, because we all enjoy the same things as well, you know. So it's really interesting.
Is it difficult to juggle your day and night jobs and still have time for friends and family and all that?
Oh, it's a mess. Yeah, definitely. Because I'm married with kids, and,
okay.
and Apua's married
Me
with
too.
Kids. Yeah,
as
and,
am I.
And, oh, yeah, and Brack is, too. So, you know, this band, it kind of consumes you.
Oh, yeah.
As my wife will let you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm also my son's football coach. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Saturdays, I got that. Then I go home to take a nap, get up, get dressed, go to a show.
Okay.
You know, so my wife sees me. In passing, really.
Wow.
So, yeah, she's ready. She's ready for something to happen.
Yeah, I think all our wives are ready to cash in.
Yeah.
We've been in this game long enough.
They should probably all be commended for their patience.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I give it up to my wife, too. Love you, babe.
Blue 22's the headliners at Saturday's Music at the Bodark Bash in downtown Commerce. So we debuted the new single yesterday by Blue 22's. I'm going to ask you guys to play that tune in a little bit here, see if you'll do a live rendition of this great tune, All For You, which is one of your originals. I wanted to ask you guys, folks that are maybe going out to check out your show on Saturday night might wonder what to expect if they've never caught the band before. I think you guys kind of do a mixture of covers and originals, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We're mainly probably 90% covers for
okay.
now. And, man, we cover all spectrums. Country, blues, rock,
reggae,
R&B,
hip-hop.
Yeah, so we try to hit for all crowds.
You know, if somebody goes out there and they're like, you know, I don't have a necessarily diverse music palette per se. There, somebody's going to be able to find something that you play that they enjoy. They can probably even get up and dance and sing along.
Sure,
to, right?
Most definitely.
Yeah,
and that really helps out a lot. You guys, I think, enjoy getting the crowd into your shows, don't you?
Oh, definitely.
The more they enjoy themselves, the more it makes us more motivated. The energy just it's
mutual, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great to feed off the crowd. It's
definitely
great. I love it.
How did you end up getting booked on this gig in Commerce? I know you know some of you guys live locally here, but any ties to Commerce for any of you?
You know, I lived in Commerce for about 5 years. I have many friends here, and I've come to the Bash for many years, and I always thought how cool it would be to actually play.
Oh, really?
So this opportunity
it's a dream come true.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Nice. That's what we like to hear. Well, man, I know you guys are pumped to play Saturday night in Commerce at the Bodark Bash.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to catching this. You guys are going to culminate a full day of music starting at 9. And, of course, the show is going to go on rain or shine. They have a covered stage down there, of course, and sadly we are seeing a chance of rain for Saturday night, a pretty good chance for rain. So you guys aren't scared of a little rain, are you?
No, we've done it before.
We need some rain. Jeez.
This is the kind of thing that musicians have to deal with, you know, is that you never know what the conditions are going to be when you go out there for a gig.
Now that it's over, it's clear to see you weren't the one for me. Took my heart, my soul, and left me dying in misery. Put me down to your friends and said how bad I needed you. But you lied so much that nothing you said was ever the truth.
Is this single All For You? Is this kind of hopefully a sign of things to come? Maybe you guys hoping to do maybe a full-length release or an EP of originals?
Yeah, we're actually hammering them out now. We were hoping for this to you know, get the video out and get everybody interested, and then come out with a full EP, you know, and let everybody hear what we have.
Yeah, we definitely got a lot of good music coming out for you guys. So get excited, Texas.
Definitely.
It's going to be a Blue 22s.
Yeah.
Nice.
Year for us, yeah.
Also, probably, I don't know the exact date, but check periodically throughout the next week. We should be on iTunes, Rhapsody.
Yep.
All the major markets that you can to download the music
please
from.
Please check us out on, follow us on facebook.com/blue20 and the number 2S.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to find. You just got to know what to do. It's blue, spell out 20s, and then put in the letter 2. You'll be able to find them easily there.
Number 2, yes.
I don't know what I said. Hopefully you knew what I meant. Anyway, you can also find them. I just recently liked you guys over at the Notably Texan Facebook. Facebook.com/NotablyTexan should be easily findable there. Gosh, guys, I'm seriously counting down the moments until Saturday night, and I really appreciate you making the trek out to KETR for this maiden voyage here into our studios. I hope this is not the last time we have you in. I would love to invite you guys back and hear more of this great original music you're creating.
Anytime, brother. Anytime.
I lost my friends, I sold my house, traded in my cars, there's no doubt.
Blue 22s will perform live in downtown Commerce Saturday night as part of the Bodark Bash. They are just one of many musical acts. The music gets underway Friday night and picks back up again on Saturday. KETR will also be on hand at the Bodark Bash. We'd love to see you at our tent. Drop on by, tell them Notably Texan sent you. Thanks for listening to 88.9 KETR, and thanks again to Blue 22s for dropping by.
So blinded by sunshine and never saw this town ruined.